And now let's get another perspective on this from China's ambassador to the United States. His name is Zhou Wenzhong. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You were able, I believe, to hear Jeff Dyer's report there after having a chance to look around the streets of Lhasa. He indicated, as a veteran reporter, that when you see days of peaceful protests as well as violent protests, that usually there's a deep-seated political problem. Do you accept that some Tibetans have legitimate grievances against your government?
Let me make the following points. First of all, what happened in Lhasa was looting, killing, burning. And so it was by no means peaceful demonstrations or activities of nonviolence.
Well, what he indicated was 4 days of peaceful protest followed by violence.
Serious and violent crimes. So I think that was very clear. And no responsible government would sit by and watch and when faced with this kind of violent crime, which gravely violated human rights, seriously disrupted social order, and seriously endangered the safety of public life and property. So I think it's not a religious issue, it's not an ethnic issue, it's a law and order issue.
Granting that there was violence and that Jeff Dyer, the reporter on the scene, found evidence that there was essentially ethnic violence, do you accept that Tibetans have legitimate grievances against your national government?
And also, I think many Tibetans were hurt. I mean, innocent Tibetans were injured. So I think this is very clear that, the purpose is to disrupt the peaceful life. And the purpose is to try to sabotage the upcoming Olympics in Beijing.
And do you think that people are pursuing that purpose because they have legitimate concerns about being ruled by Beijing?
And I think, many people were misled. And they got involved and they were misled. And so I think gradually they would come around, they would realize it was wrong for them to get involved. And as far as the policy toward Dalai Lama, I think the policy is clear and consistent. The Chinese government has all along kept in touch with his side with great patience. Well, and the Chinese government is ready to continue contact and consultation with him as long as he truly abandons advocating Tibet independence and stops activities aimed at splitting the motherland.
Well, you said stops advocating Tibet's independence. The Dalai Lama has said he advocates not independence, but autonomy for Tibet within China. And when you say that you're willing to continue contacts, is your government willing to talk with them, sir?
Now, the kind of autonomy he has been advocating is not very much different from independence. He is advocating for the establishment of a greater Tibet, and so on and so forth. So we will take a close look at it. You will find that he has not abandoned truly Tibet independence. So I think as long as he truly abandoned advocating Tibet independence and stops activities aimed at splitting the motherland, especially activities to fan and mastermind violent crimes in Tibet as well as in some other regions, and to sabotage the upcoming Beijing Olympic Games, and accepted that Tibet and Taiwan are inalienable parts of China. Again, I want to emphasize the Chinese government is ready to continue contacts and the consultations with him.
Ambassador, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ambassador Zhou Wenzhong is China's representative to the United States. He's talking about the recent demonstrations and violence inside Tibet.